The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Okay, everybody, we're back for the final hour. I know you're breathing a sigh of relief on that. When is this guy getting off my radio station? That's for sure. I wanted to listen to the garden guy, and I got to listen to this, right, Robin?
I'm still asleep.
Alan hasn't shown up yet, but when he does, I'll alert the media.
I thought you were doing the third person again. I get it. Never mind.
No. Alan Summers. Yes.
I got it.
He comes up in an hour. He'll be here talking about wetting his plants. Frank in Brooklyn Park, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, Frank, how are you? What's going on, brother? Nice to talk with you the other day, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just on my way. I just passed Easton, so I'm on my way to Eastern Shore. But to answer your question, how many guns could you have, or how many guns
does a man need? Yes.
You always have room for one more.
That's right.
One more is always needed.
That's right.
And if you don't have a safe to put it in, then you just have to buy one.
Correct. And that's on the bucket list. No question about it. No question about it. So.
And also the state qualification for Maryland hunting is starting now.
Yeah.
This year.
Okay.
Meyer Station is doing it today. It's starting today at 10 o'clock at Meyer Station for sighting days and qualification.
Okay, for shotgun and such, huh?
Yes, and then Glenbrook's doing it on the 27th. That's when they started.
Okay, I got it.
You know, but for people who just want to get out and dust off the, you know,
dust off the old shotgun and get her out there and see if it's still shooting right, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm on my way listening to your show.
I appreciate that. I talked to your son the other day. He seems pleased with what we did.
Yes.
So, you know, for the Rut 30 deer scent, people can find that at Clyde's and Chesapeake Outdoors and Gun Shack over there in Mount Airy. I'll tell you, first year your guys came out with that, and that's your son Matt and his buddy Brad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Rut 30 deer scent. I had doe and estrus on. It was youth firearms day. If I remember, it was a Sunday, and Jacob and I were in a ladder stand off of a farm out there in Montgomery County. It was overcast, kind of drizzly, and we had seen it was rut. I mean, it was rut big time. We watched does run bucks all over the place, and you know, the bait pile is out in front of us, and nothing was even coming near there. The bucks were just chasing does all over the place. Nothing that we wanted to shoot. And all of a sudden, I get an elbow in my... I forgot to hang the scent pad out away from the stand. So I said, oh, man, Jake, I got this scent. I gotta try this. And I had one of those wicks, you know, and I dunked it in there, and I took a strap or something, and I lowered it off the ladder that we were in, okay? And the wind's blowing to our left. And like I said, bucks are chasing does all over the place. I get an elbow in my ribs, and Jake goes, big buck, big buck, big buck. And I went, here. And he doesn't even pull his hands away from his chest, and he he's holding his shotgun, and he puts his index finger out and points to his left. He goes, right there. And I I turned my head real slow and glanced over, and there's this big, giant 10-point, and he's got his nose up in the air, and he's locked in on that rut 30. And I said, "Can you get a shot?" And he said, "I don't know." That deer was so close, and he had us pegged. And, you know, Jake tried to get a shot, and it just didn't happen. But it proved in my mind that scent worked at, you know, certain times it'll work better than others. But that was a great experience, that big wide 10-point that walked in there.
Well, so. I'll be 65, and I've been hunting since I was 10.
Okay.
As you know, I do the hunting safety classes and everything.
Oh, yeah, I know. A lot of people know your voice, that's for sure.
So last year we took in, they taught me a lesson, and they made a mock scrape.
Right.
By one of my tree stands that I have. And, you know, they took in, Matt put it on there, and he set a camera. I was amazed at all the deer, bucks, does, fawns, everything would come and smell that mock scrape.
Right.
And all the pictures that we got off of it, and I tell you, I was just, you know, because I'm an old-fashioned type of hunter.
Yeah, you sit there and wait for something to show up, right?
Yeah, and here they have, like, pictures galore, and they post it on their, on the website all the time for Rut 30.
Right.
But, you know, all the pictures that they get from doing that is, they educated me last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're never too old to learn.
No, you're right about that. So,
you know?
Yeah, it's not about sitting there on a corn pile all day, that's for sure. So,
yeah, but you know, when you ask that question, I listen to your show all the time, but I don't call in all the time.
Yep.
And, you know, and I'm sitting there, and when you ask that question, I said, there's always room in the safe for one
more. One more, yeah. Well, you know? Unfortunately, when we tried to put Stan up there with Mark, we bumped Mark off the air. No offense, Mark, didn't mean to do it. But Mark had to answer the first guy, one more than he needs. How many guns does a man need? One more than he has is the right answer. So
that's right.
All right. Frank, I appreciate it, buddy. So thanks for giving us a note on the qualifying.
Well, you take care, and you guys have a great day.
All right, man. Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. You recognize that voice from the speaker in the truck. Frank? Yeah, you do. All right. What happened to our other caller? Where'd that one go? He did what? I didn't hear him. Don't worry about it. He's gone. It's here's the way I look at it. That's that person's loss. They don't want to talk to me in the morning. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
You're asleep over there, aren't you? Pretty much.
I'll admit, I'm no good today.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll admit it.
What do you think, Chris? She says she's no good today.
She's on her way.
Huh? I mean, the eye candy value alone is enough for me. I can't hear you.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Sorry, buddy. Can't hear you. That's better. That makes good sense to me not getting in the middle of that conversation.
I have no problem admitting that this is probably my worst trying to stay awake ever on this.
I know.
I usually go to bed before you so I could drive home.
Mm-hmm. How's that working for you today?
Nothing's working for me today. I've tried caffeine and hot stuff, cold stuff.
Yeah. I got I picked up a hard copy of the Guide to Hunting and Trapping the other day. I'd seen it online. I never really paid much attention to it, and I actually, you know, thumbed through it here a few weeks ago. This is the book that comes with your license, or that you need to get, you know, to read the rules. It's all online right now. They encourage you to go online and get your license, but they still print this hard copy of this book. Anyway, it's interesting to me that the headline on this thing is air guns are now legal for most game species. That's the big feature. Air guns are now legal for most game species. Okay? I get it. I see it. So I'm paging through here, and here's an ad from Benjamin. And I have nothing against this company. I mean, they make a fine piece of equipment. And I have nothing against it. But there's old Jim Shockey being quoted as saying, "This is the future of hunting." using an air-propelled arrow. Here's what gets me about this, okay? 450 feet per second, 168 foot-pounds of energy, two-inch groups at 50 yards, safe to use. Pioneer Airbow. Now permitted for deer and most other game species during firearm season. That's what Part Maryland put on there. And there's Jim Shockey laying there with a big dead American bison that I'm sure you saw. If you watch the Outdoor Channel, you saw him shoot 100 times. Okay. Built in America. Benjamin Pioneer Airbow. It's only legal in Maryland, only legal during the deer firearm season. Not muzzleloader. It's not a crossbow. It's not legal in archery season. Only in Maryland's deer firearm season. Now, for small game, you can shoot a myriad of species with it. For fur bears, you can't shoot waterfowl, obviously, or federally protected species with it. But squirrels and rabbits and such, you can't. But why is that the focus on all the stuff that's going on in Maryland? Air guns are now legal for most game species, shouted on the cover of this rule book.
Is there an article about
No, there's no there's no articles in here. It's just rules and regulations, okay? Oh. Trying to attract new hunters. Possible. Possible. I mean, retention of the old guys like me that are dropping out of the ranks and attracting new people into the ranks is the purpose of DNR to maintain, the base of their funding for wildlife management and regulation, things like that. But I don't know. I think a bigger attraction is what's in the bottom corner. New apprentice hunting licenses now available for first-time hunters. I think that's a bigger headline, okay, than air guns now legal for most game species. Yeah, you can shoot a squirrel with an air pistol or an air rifle if you want to.
It goes 400
feet per second. But I mean that's like muzzle velocity. That's not out there at 50 yards. And 160. No, and kinetic energy is one thing. I don't know why they use that kinetic energy thing. I guess to prove to you that there's some degree of penetration there. But I mean that's not I've always learned that, a firearm for deer is 1,000 feet per second, like a 30-30 has at 100 yards, and 1,000 foot-pounds for a firearm. Now, of course, an arrow uses a whole different methodology for taking an animal than a firearm does. A bullet or a shotgun slug, when it enters an animal, it sets up what's called hydrostatic shock. As the bullet or the slug expands, it sends a shock wave through the liquid parts of the animal, which is all of it, okay, and puts the animal into shock, along with the blood loss, the hemorrhage, okay? An arrow, on the other hand, uses hemorrhage. So you want to take out the lungs and you want to take out the arteries. That's why the behind the shoulder shot is so touted, because or what the bow hunters strive for is a double lung shot. You poke the airbags, the animal's pretty much done, and the bonus is you cut some big veins going into the heart and big arteries. So the two methods are different, and it takes less kinetic energy with archery tackle, but the air bow shouldn't be authorized for any of the bow seasons. The fight over crossbows was so incredible. So I know that the Wildlife Advisory Committee weighed in on the airbow, and they found it okay for deer firearm season. But they're the ones that even said, we don't want this thing in muzzleloader season either. So have a good time with it. If you want to spend the $1,200 to get one of these things, go do it. Enjoy it. So I'm going the other way. I'm going to start shooting my recurve. I'm going back to when I was 16 years old, took my first deer with a recurve bow. I'm going that route. And if I don't get one, I don't get one. What do you think, Robin? I didn't take compound last year at all.
Mm-mm.
I think I carried the... Oh, wait, I did. Once with Laura, and I think once with Jacob. Yeah, but most of the time I carried the recurve. I didn't take the crossbow out at all last year either. Man, what a yawn. I thought the Grand Canyon was big.
I'm so...
Wow. Did you see that yawn, Chris? Oh, my gosh. It was cavernous.
Just hope it's not catching, okay?
Oh, no, I'm good. I need a call, though. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-680.
Come on, y'all. You got to keep him awake.
Well, you know, this is just editorial comments.
I know.
You know, I mean, you got a beautiful kid there in a camo outfit, and he's got a Cabela's hat on, and he's got a camo shotgun leaning up against his beautiful turkey gobbler, and he's got a big smile on his face, okay? I think it's the second year in a row. No, we had ducks or geese or something last year. Anyway, there's that kid with a turkey. Beautiful. And then air guns are now legal for most game species.
But see, yeah. I would have thought that. I mean, I know you said there's no articles, but the way that looks, you would think that was an article in there about it.
Yeah, unlike the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, when we put something on the cover, there's actually information inside to do that.
Well, I would have...
Just say it.
The bad part is I flipped through that thing, and I didn't even notice it didn't have articles, so...
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I read through it. I read the online version. You know the reason most people pick this up? Do you want to know the number one reason people pick up the Guide to Hunting and Trapping?
Why?
I'm going to appeal to our hunters. What's the number one reason you pick up the rule book? Guys, gals, 410, WCBM 680. Why do you pick up a hard copy of the rules? What do you do with it?
Kill bugs when they get close to you.
That's one, yeah, but that's not the real reason. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's hear from you. The Guide to Hunting and Trapping is the rule book that comes with your license, okay? What's the number one reason you pick it up? Why do you pick it up as a hunter? I want an answer to the question. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. They're having a big sale on August 26th. I got the month right and the day right. They're getting all the stuff together from around the shop. And you're going to walk in there and you can save up to 75% on that one day only. That doesn't mean you wait to get your archery stuff ready for bow season. Okay, they have all that good stuff right now. On sale are all the Hoyt bows. They're on clearance actually right now. If you are a Hoyt fan, you can get a bow at a great price. No question about it. But keep in mind, they have the Raven crossbows, the Matthews and Mission bows and crossbows, the Excalibur, the Carbon Express, the Barnett. So check all that out for the upcoming archery season. Of course, they have the full line of firearms and ammo and clothing and, you know, everything you need for fishing, too, fishing and crabbing at Chesapeake Outdoors. It's the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Located on Kent Island, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. We were just on there this morning, as a matter of fact, in Chester, Maryland, or Kent Island. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. Is their number.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, your headquarters for fishing and crabbing. Now, we talked about guns and their history and all that stuff, but look, that was then, this is now. You're going crabbing or fishing this week, right? So where do you get the best bait? Where do you get the accurate information? Where do you get the best equipment? Where do you get open-top crab traps, stackable crab traps? Where do you get a trot line if you want to get into trot lining? Where do you get, oh, I don't know, crab bait like chicken necks and alewives and that type of thing? Where do you get seasoning? Where do you get steamers? Well, all right there at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Where do you get rod and reel repair? Where do you get new line put on your reel? Where do you get trolling lures? Where do you get panfish bait? Where do you get stuff for perch and bass? And Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They got it all. Plus guns and ammo. 60 years since 1957. Clyde Sports Shop. Phone number 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline 247-3474. 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
A Beverly Hillbilly.
Doggies. Granny, go fix me up some of that possum we got. Yeah, Jethro, go out there in that seaman pond and see if you can catch us some more dinner. I'll tell you something. Somebody told me how you fix a possum. They said the real southern method is you get that possum, you stick a persimmon in its mouth, and you stick it in the oven. When it comes out, you scrape the fur off and dive in. Got Chris's attention. What's wrong with that?
For you.
No.
Can you imagine the smell from
no.
the fur?
No.
Oh, that's horrible. I've smelled burning fur. Mm-mm.
Would you try to curl her on your dog? That, again, wouldn't surprise me for some reason, but... Oh, yeah.
This could be a long-ass drive, though.
I know. I'm thinking sleeping on the couch or something. Yeah, you never know.
I will say, when I first got the little dogs, when I first got Lucy, I would dress her up. I would.
Mm-hmm.
I got over it quick.
ballerina thing?
No.
You didn't do the ballerina
thing? No, it was more like Harley Davidson stuff. Don't ask me why.
Oh, that's interesting. That doesn't even fit with your personality.
Not at all.
I don't understand that, but okay.
They had this whole
ensemble
at PetSmart, you know. The rocker that did all the dog stuff. Never mind. Anyway.
Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon?
No.
You know he's going to perform that during the eclipse somewhere this week.
Don't doubt it.
During the lunar eclipse. Yeah, Bark at the Moon.
The lunar eclipse is this week, right?
Yeah, and then the solar eclipse is the 17th or something like that.
Or 21st.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's going to be a crazy month. And you know the beautiful part?
Yeah, I'm not on call.
That's one. No, the other beautiful part?
What?
Bow season is just a tiny bit over a month away.
Yep.
September 8th.
Oh, joy.
We got a lot of work to do between now and then. So, but, yeah.
Find out if I'm going back to work, too.
Yeah, you'll know soon enough. Tuesday.
End of the week. No, uh-uh.
Next week.
No, I don't find out until the 24th.
Whatever. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
At least I'll get through the call part of the crazy moon, because.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that really is true.
Well, look, listen. I grew up in a nursing home. I know what a full moon does to people in a medically compromised situation. I can't imagine working in an emergency room or doing what you do during a full moon.
It's a whole new experience.
Well, that's where the word lunatic came from. Did you know that? Lunar?
Makes sense. I probably knew it somewhere in the past, but I couldn't.
So.
But I sympathize with anyone out there who is in any of those type of fields.
Let's talk to Rudy on Kent Island about Red Drum. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you both doing?
Doing well. Wonderful. How are you?
Good. Robin, I had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman last night who knows your father very well. He's a retired dentist also. Does the name Earl Chambers?
Oh, my gosh. Well? I know him very well. Yes. I remember growing up with him.
How about that?
Great. No, I met him at the Elks Club with his wife, Jane. Very nice couple. And we were talking about how you and Alan are getting married on December the 16th. And I remember the date so well. This is my dad's birthday. He would have been 101 this coming year.
So. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, please, if you ever see them again, give them my best. We were, that was where Dad had his first practice with them in Annapolis.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome man.
I'm sorry.
Awesome man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Mostly, he's the man responsible for saving Poplar Island.
Really?
He and two other gentlemen convinced the state not to dump dredge spoil in the deep trough off of Cat Island. And to basically reconstruct Poplar Island. So, really, really sharp guy.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he lives down the Love Point area. It used to be years ago.
Yep. And the other thing I wanted to mention was Red Drum. I've been volunteering at a local environmental center on the Eastern Shore.
Yep.
And one of the staff, a young lady, was out paddleboarding about 2 weeks ago. Actually, it would be a week ago. And she got videos of a very large fish in shallow water. She thought at first was a carp. And I looked at the videos. It is definitely a red drum, probably 15 to 20 pounds.
Oh, neat.
Where was it, Rudy?
Eastern Bay, Prospect Bay, just about a mile or two south of Kent Narrows.
Okay.
I know where that is.
I heard you say she was paddleboarding.
In the shallows. Yes.
And what happened?
And she saw the fish. It was a very calm day, very clear water.
Oh, she saw the fish. Okay, she saw it. So was it finning, I guess? Yeah.
She got videos of it. Actually swam under her paddleboard.
Wow. That's pretty
really cool.
That's really neat.
Big spot on the tail?
Yes. It was absolutely, distinguishable.
Yeah. Robin was showing me a video of it looked like a right whale. What are the ones with the long fins, the long, what are the side fins called, that turn white? Huh?
I'm not sure.
What whale is that? The one everybody goes and whale watches and they're
humpbacks?
I might have been. Might have been a humpback.
No, a humpback's got a...
No, this might have been a humpback. But anyway, this whale was in a... Where was it?
A marina.
Where?
Somewhere out west.
In the United States?
I'm looking it up right now.
This whale... You ought to see this whale video of this whale swimming in and out of the marina.
Wow.
It is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the big debate on Facebook was it as a shark or a it was a whale, definitely a whale. But,
cool.
This is an incredible. Robin will look it up. She was looking at it this morning. But, animals, critters are pretty amazing. But
They're absolutely amazing.
Big red drum in Eastern Bay in the shallow.
Well, think of it.
Huh?
We've had all kinds of crazy critters. We've had the manatee in the Chester River. We've had whales. We had sharks. We have sea turtles, dolphins.
Yep.
You never know.
Never know. Bill Burton used to, you know, he wrote a story about Chessie one time.
Oh, okay.
Many years ago. Nobody seemed to know what Chessie was. And then when the manatee came up, you know, they named that Chessie after the legendary critter, whatever it was. But, you know, who knows? It might have been.
It could have been. You're right.
You know, what fascinates me is the fact that every now and then we'll catch a tarpon off Ocean City or something like that, you know.
There were several tarpon caught down around Hooper's Island about 15, 20 years ago in a pound net.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they were lost, weren't they?
Yeah. Wanderlust, kind of like the manatee.
Yeah. Hey, Rudy, do we still...
That manatee, Rudy, the one that came to Chesapeake Bay, was actually caught in Queenstown Creek off my dad's dock.
Oh, okay.
Right off of it.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was.
Rudy, are there still winter flounder in the bay?
I haven't heard of one in a long time, so I would say I don't know, obviously.
There used to be, there used to be a pretty sizable run here, if you call it that, in the wintertime. Yes. Nobody ever fished for them because, you know, we just didn't. But I was told that at one time, you know, we had plenty of winter flounder here in the upper bay.
Back in the 70s, I was catching winter flounder off the Luck Point area on corn.
Yeah, yeah. And we used to go to New Jersey when I was a kid. We'd usually go down in March, and we'd fish for winter flounder, use, you know, night crawlers and bloodworms at that point, and catch them down in New Jersey. But, you know, why wouldn't Chesapeake Bay be home to them? I mean, it's, you know.
They certainly were, but I have not seen or heard of one in many, many years.
Maybe because nobody fishes for them.
It was
very likely.
There's that whale.
It was Ventura Marina off of California, I believe.
Ventura.
You were right. It was a humpback. Yep. And if you want to see it, it's on the PacificEagleAir.com.
Pacific Eagle what? Air?
Air.com.
PacificEagleAir.com.
It's aerial. It's a drone photo.
It's a drone photo of this whale swimming back and forth in this marina and getting into some pretty tight quarters and making the turns. And people on the docks, you know, videotaping it. One woman, I think, reached out and actually touched the thing as it swam by. Pretty cool. Pretty cool video.
It's a really, really neat video.
Yep.
And just so before anybody says that he got out safe, they directed him out. He's back in the open.
Back and good to go. Just exploring a little bit. So.
Yep.
Well, very cool. Have you been fishing?
I was out yesterday in Eastern Bay.
And no red drum?
No, we got a bunch of spot with which to live line and some nice perch. And we tried live lining. We could not find a legal striper. We didn't do it very long because I don't like to fish with bait if you're going to be releasing a lot. So we caught maybe four or five fish that were maybe 16, 17 inches. Then tried jigging for a while, caught a few more smaller ones, but didn't catch anything even close to 20 inches.
Right. Any reports of trout yet, or is that more of a fall thing?
I know
we got some speckled trout, but the big tide runner weak fish, used to be able to jig on the buoys down there in the Southern Bay and, you know, mouth of the Honga. We used to fish there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, it's been a long time since I've heard anything about it. Now, let's see. There's the spotted trout, and then there's the gray weak fish, which we call.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
And you fish with them so differently. The spotted trout, the speckled, you fish in shallow water along the shorelines.
Right.
And the gray trout, you're in deep water.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I just need to get out there and go. That's the problem. So.
Understood.
Yep. All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
I'll be thinking of you guys on December 16th.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rudy.
Appreciate it. See you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
There goes Rudy. Good man, Rudy. All right. Let's see. Got a picture of from our buddy Fred Reinthaler at Aircraft. Showed me a picture of a crab. I guess that's this morning. I don't know. Let's talk to Ross in Pasadena. Good morning, Ross. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm looking forward to a beautiful weekend, and
good.
It's great. Look, I have a whale story for you.
Let's hear it.
It's been about 10 years ago. I was sailing my boat from Annapolis to the British Virgin Islands.
Okay.
And my wife was one of the crew. We had four crew on board, and three of us were in the cockpit, and we were heading in a southwest direction.
Mm-hmm.
And on the port side of the boat, we heard this noise. We looked up, or looked down, And it was a baby whale. And it was coming right along the side of our boat, head toward the stern.
Right.
And as it reached the center of the cockpit, it turned up and looked straight up at us with its eye.
Wow, that's cool.
No one aboard had a camera. I don't think it would have made any difference anyway. It happened so fast. But it just looked up with its eye and then just kept on swimming along.
Right.
And that was it. We thought that, we thought that maybe the whale was off course or something and thought we were its mother. That's the only thing we could come up with. It was my boat was a 37-foot sailboat.
Right.
Yeah, so that's my whale story.
Well, cool. That's a cool one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I still remember that as though it happened 5 minutes ago. Everything about it. It was just the fact that it turned over to look up at us with its eye was completely amazing.
Yes, it is.
That's it. Thank you.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's cool. There's only one animal that I really encountered in the wild that I looked into its eye. And our buddy Tom, the photographer and explorer and fish guy, said he surprised a great blue heron and got some photos of it many years ago. It was in Dorchester, bow hunting. And was walking back through the marsh. And about 10 yards away, if I recall, a great blue heron came up out of the marsh grass. I hadn't seen it. Apparently, I surprised it. Have you ever heard the sound a great blue heron makes when it's surprised and takes flight?
No, I have not.
You haven't. Well, the sight was like the phoenix rising out of the ashes. The sound, I can only imagine what a pterodactyl might have sounded like. It scared me, you know. I mean, I'm walking in there quiet in the marsh, you know, deer hunting evening, and this thing went up. Well, that's really scared me. So I get back to the stand. I'm on a little wooden platform. I get up in the stand, and my fletching on my arrows at the time was yellow with a red cock feather. Okay, so I'm sitting there. And I'm watching the hawks, little hawks. I don't know if they're kestrels or merlins or sharp-shinned or whatever they were. But they were, in the fall, the birds were starting to migrate. And one bunch of birds was nothing but yellow-shafted flickers. The other batch of birds was cardinals. So we had both red and yellow stuff going on, of course. And birds see color. You know, it's not like a deer that only sees black and white. So I'm watching these hawks rush these birds and these, you know, trying to catch one out of a tree and going right through the trees and then whipping, you know, whipping out of sight and that type of thing. It was, I mean, very entertaining, you know. So I look up above me and there's a hawk above me. Another one of these sharp-shinned or something. I don't know. I didn't know my hawks as well back then. So I look up and I look at the flickers with their yellow tail feathers, and I look at the cardinals with their red feathers, and I look at the fletching on my arrows, and it's red and yellow. So I put my hand over my fletching, you know. So apparently I must have moved or must have gotten the attention of another bird, and all I heard was, it was that soft. I don't even know if you could hear that on the microphone. And that was louder than what I heard. To my right. And when I looked to my right, all I could see were outstretched talons over the edge of the tree stand. And I looked directly into the big golden eye of a red-tailed hawk that was already after my arrows and in front of me. Okay? And he's coming. Well, I very quietly said, go away. Actually, I screamed like a girl.
I could hear it, too. Believe me.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I think I have heard it.
Perhaps. Anyway, yeah, I screamed. I mean, you know, you see sharp talons and a big eye and a sharp beak, you know, a foot away, basically, you know, 18 inches away, something like that. And this large bird, yeah, I dare you to sit quietly yourself. So anyway, I screamed. And the bird, just like a matter of course, just kind of changed directions and right out the way it came, just kind of glided off of me and down and gone. And I'm like, I don't know if that really happened or not. I mean, it was one of those almost surreal experiences, but, you know, it was not my night for birds. I mean, the big heron first, and I'm already jittery, you know, and then the red tail over the edge of the stand. And I don't know how, there's no safety belt back in those days. You know, I'm just sitting there on a wooden bench, on a wooden stand about big enough for me. You know, I don't know why I didn't go over the edge, but man, I'll tell you what, that was salty. You know, and then, of course, the deer started coming out after I screamed, you know, and I shot four of them. Actually, I didn't see a thing after that, if you can imagine. I got to tell you about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. You've been in there.
I like Clyde's. I like the guys in Clyde's.
I know. Me too.
Is one of them his son I met, too, I think? Mm-mm. Or no, who's the younger one?
Mike? Mike's been there a long time. It's okay. Bill and Clyde, two brothers.
I know, but
2 years apart.
This Clyde's the guy, so Mike is not.
Mike's the guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, might have been rich too, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge, neither one of them had any children. So, but Clyde is 76, and Bill is 74. So, anyway, you can see why they've been around for 60 years. Started as teenagers selling bait. Anyway, I digress. You pulled me off track there. They've got hunting license and fishing licenses, of course, and they need everything you need for any kind of fishing or any kind of crabbing or any kind of hunting and bow hunting. They've got it. And they can teach you how to use it.
I need all the help I can get.
I'll tell you what they do have. They have that new Remington muzzleloader. You got to take a look at that thing. Here are the recommendations on that. And, of course, Thompson Center as well. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's where they are. You've been there.
I've been there.
Easy to get to. Phone number 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-347-4247. Fish is the 24-hour fishing hotline.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Big change up to the weather scene underway here in Baltimore with a pretty strong summertime cold front moving on east of us today. You can feel that northwest wind out there. Lower humidity coming all the way down from Canada. Upper 70s for high temps today. A fall preview almost tonight. Clear sky, 59 degrees. Sunshine Sunday in the low 80s. Chance for thundershowers for Monday. Temperature staying below average even early next week. Low 80s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with lows at night in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. Moore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Bad boy. 8-inch crab. Nice, huh?
Nice.
That's a meal. All right. Our number is 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Just got a picture of an 8-inch crab somebody caught this morning. Fred, our buddy. And keep them coming. I'd like to get a dozen like that. That'd be great. I don't think we could eat a dozen like that.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we give it a shot, no question about it. So, oh my! Hey, you know what I didn't do? I didn't mention the Chesapeake Outdoors is having a sale on August 26th. That's Saturday, and we'll give you more details as we get further into it. But we just wanted to get you to put that on your calendar. You know, right now they've got they're getting ready for archery season. They're selling hunting licenses and that type of thing. And you know, guys are getting ready. They're getting their bows tuned up and getting their accessories put on, and you know, getting their arrows built, getting them custom cut and that type of thing. And I mean, you know, you need archery stuff done on Eastern Shore. There's a good spot to do it right there. What?
That's something I didn't understand.
What?
Or I didn't know. So everybody's arrow has a different...
It depends on your draw length, the poundage of the bow.
I'm talking about the feathers on the end. You were talking about...
Fletching?
Fletching, that.
Fletching. Okay, well, yeah, I was using feathers. I was probably using 5-inch feathers at the time. We're down to about 1.5 inch or 2-inch vanes right now. Vanes are plastic, feathers are natural turkey feathers.
Okay.
That can be dyed, okay. And my fletching was 5-inch, you know, the arrows were aluminum. It was a compound bow. It's probably still own that compound bow, but took a couple deer with it. But anyway, down there, as a matter of fact.
So they do stuff like that. I mean, can you have your fletchings made the way you want?
You can have your fletchings made the way you want. Yep.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't understand.
You know, when Heather had her first bout with breast cancer, I told her I was dedicating that hunting season to her, and I put pink fletchings on my crossbow, arrows, bolts, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, the point is you want to be able to see the flight of the arrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be able to see that bright fletch. That's why people use fluorescent green or white or yellow or whatever. You want to be able to track the flight of that arrow, okay, visually with your eye. Now, I've since gone to illuminated Nox, which I really like, and a battery-powered, lighted knock on the arrow. When you shoot the arrow, the string presses the switch. The arrow, the knock lights up. You can trace the path in the waning minutes of the season, you can trace the path of the arrow. And then when it passes through the animal, you can see where your arrow has landed and see, judge by what's on the arrow and on the fletching, you know, where you've hit that animal.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, but you want to be able to visually see that, and then you want to also be able to find that arrow as well. So Now they have knocks that actually have a chip, and you can...
That's when Laura was talking
that's
about.
That's when Laura was talking about. Yeah, they're like 60...
It's like a Bluetooth or something.
Yeah, they got a Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth arrow knock. You can track your where your arrow is. So if the animal runs off with it, you can go on your phone and track your arrow to where, at least where the deer, you know, whatever animal took it.
Should have gone, yeah.
Or, but if it passes through, you know, makes it easier to find it in tall grass or under leaves or whatever. So interesting stuff that they're coming out with these days.
Very, and I don't know that much about it, but it's still interesting.
It is interesting, yeah. So.
I like anything that's Bluetooth.
Oh, yes, I know. High-tech redneck, that's for sure, no question. So, well, here we are again at the end of the show. We have time for maybe one call. Did I finish my talk about the sale down at Chesapeake Outdoors? I didn't. Okay, August 26th. Robin, you distracticated me.
Well, I didn't want to understand.
Well, no, okay, that's all right. Well, anyway, you get your arrows custom cut to your draw length and whatever bow you're using, so they do that at Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll tune your bow to, you know, as accurate as possible. You still got to practice, and then they'll put all the accessories on the bow that you need, like the rest and the sight and that kind of stuff. So, anyway, they've got Raven crossbows, that's the newest thing. The good Matthews dealer. All the Hoyt bows are on sale right now. Clearance sale right now. They got the Excalibur and the 10-point and the Carbon Express and the Mission crossbows, too. But all that stuff is going to be on sale August 26th. Save up to 70% off, 70 or 75% off. We'll give you more details as we go along. Where is Chesapeake Outdoors? Route 50 East, exit 39B, right there on Kent Island. As you head towards the beach, there on the right-hand side, it's 39B is Dominion Road. You'll see it right there at the Exxon. You turn right there. And you can see the sign, big sign on the road and see the store there, but you got to go to the exit and turn off and get there. Phone number in the store, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Hope you were entertained at least today. We didn't give up too much valuable information, I don't think. But hey, we
just
love talking.
One of those days.
Yeah, we love talking about this stuff. So, you know. Next week we'll have a magazine to talk about. The new Hunting Quarterly will be out. We'll talk about that.
And once that's out, I might be awake.
You might be awake. That's for sure. All right, folks.